The following interview was done at the recent All-Tech Symposium in Lexington, Kentucky. Canadian ag journalist Harry Siemens interviews Dr. Charlie Elrod of Springfield Farm Enterprises in Newfield, New York, about All-Tech products and the importance of considering the effects of feed and water on a cow's rumen.
I think dairymen all over the world are faced with the poor efficiency of nitrogen use. So the crude protein that we feed the cows, very little of it, 27% or so, actually gets turned into milk protein or gets utilized. So finding technologies that help us improve the efficiency of nitrogen use will, you know, make cows more productive at less cost with lower environmental damage, but from nitrogen entering the atmosphere. So this Optigen product is a slow-release urea that helps synchronize the nutrients in the rumen so that the microbes in the rumen grow more efficiently and more consistently throughout the day. So you get more fiber digested, you get more microbial protein grown, you get more volatile fatty acids released for energy for the cow. So that results in more milk, butterfat, and milk protein. A lot of the products that All-Tech sells are all natural, non-antibiotic, and actually they work to boost the immune system. Things like Biomass, Cellplex, and the organic trace minerals work to boost the immune system so the cows stay healthier and can fight off disease challenges more readily.
So I write for the dairy farmers, and so what can we tell them to do with this product? I mean, how does he use it?
Basically, with this, with the Optigen product, he can use about 110 grams of it, and with that, he can replace about a pound and a third of soybean meal, for instance, or about a pound of corn gluten meal that he's currently putting into his diet, and actually replace those with other ingredients that might do better for his cows. It might be more forage, or it might be just a different source of energy, or whatever it is that the cows need. It gives them a pound of space in the diet to play with while making the protein fraction of the diet more dense. So it gives them room to, again, add more forage or whatever they need.
You spoke on water quality.
Well, I've worked in the dairy industry in central New York for 20 years now, and I noticed a lot of herds that had water that would be considered weird, you know, high sulfate, high calcium, high magnesium, whatever, high iron, and we've always thought that the effects were directly linked to each of those minerals. But I think what I've come up with is looking at the total of the minerals and their what they do electrically to the rumen. And so if you have more negatively charged minerals in the water than positively charged, it actually can take the cows, move the rumen more towards an acidotic condition. And so I think we need to look at and evaluate water quality based on the electrical charges that it provides and combine that with what we call the DCAD of the diet, the dietary cation anion difference. Combine those two things and you've got some indication of what the whole, everything that cow's taking into the rumen and what that's going to do to the rumen environment, which can depress, you know, rumen function in general.
I've heard this now at this conference. I mean, we're putting a lot of stake into that cow's rumen, aren't we, for to do a lot of things.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Absolutely.
And take that a little further for me.
Well, it's the cow's rumen, it's really unique in that it allows a cow to utilize cellulose and fibrous plant materials that we couldn't otherwise use. But it's also fairly inefficient. So we rely on the populations of rumen microbes to generate, to break down that forage and that fiber and to generate protein and energy that the cow then uses. And so we really need, we need to take better care of that rumen so that it's an ideal environment for those microbes to grow, because the healthier that the microbes are, the more microbial protein will yield, the more fiber will get digested, the more energy she can extract from feeds, and the more nutrients that we put in that she eats can get turned into saleable product like milk or meat or whatever.
Do the products that Alltech makes, are they gearing towards that? I mean, to get that efficiency, right?
Yeah. Whether it's one of their yeast culture products, or it's something like Optigen, or it's something that will just improve the health status of the cow overall, they're all working to help fine-tune that cow and make her healthier and more productive as our production levels continue to climb and climb. So we have to rely on that cow being healthier to be more productive.
Can we increase the production then of the cow?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think most people realize that it's not a matter, we can't push her to that, to higher production, but if we create the environment in which she lives and create, you know, better feeds for her, more digestible, more nutritious, and we help support her bodily functions, then she's capable of producing more.
More information about Alltech products can be found on alltech.com.